speaking about what exactly how Liman HaTorah is mechaper and how Liman HaTorah really reboots a person and resets a person. Gam ki yadua shekol dover ein niskan el b'shar she'elyon. Everything that's reset, or kilu, like we're starting all over, is only you have to start from the source. V'chol echad miYisrael, he's trying to explain over here why when a person learns Torah, why does that reset a person? How does that work? What's the mechanics? How does that help? When a person learning Torah, that resets the whole person. So he says over here, what's going to say is that since every single person, it says there are 600,000 Oisis in the Torah. Now, in accounting, it's not exactly that. You have to know because there are parts of Oisis, there's Tagin, there's parts of Oisis. But the 600,000 Oisis and there's 600,000 Neshamas in Kreislam. That's how it is. And even if a person, we know there's more people than 600,000, it could be a person's a chelk of a Neshama or a chelk of a different Neshama, but that's how it is. So every person is sourced, his place, he has a source in the Torah, in the Torah itself. Every person. Like I think it says in Svarim that a bigger neshama is a whole ois and a smaller a person is a lesser neshama, maybe a tag or maybe part of an ois. But that's what it says, that every person is sourced in the Torah. Kol echad miYisrael shorish elyon shel neshmasu ois achas mehaTorah kedusha. Every single yid, there's no yid who doesn't have this, who has some kind of source in the Torah. L'chein kol pigmei hanefesh achotas, when a person has these blemishes of that his nefesh becomes through averis. Niskanen, they get fixed, and b'sharsham b'torah kedusha the esek b'karo. Like somehow you're connecting with that Torah, your chelk in Torah that you have. You have to redo yourself. So you're starting from that koyach that you have. Every person has the source of his neshama. The koyach of his neshama is all sourced in the Torah. That's where we're embedded. We have a chelk in it. So that's you redoing it. So where do you start from? Liman HaTorah. When you learn Torah, ikilu starting all over again. You're bringing the koyach of Torah back upon a person, starting a person all over, like redoing the whole person. Kamoisha kasa, Omer kasa, we know a famous pasuk. You ever think about it? Torah Hashem temima, meshivas nafesh. It brings back the nefesh. So we always use it when you think about when you say pasuk deserim, it makes me feel good. I don't know, meshivas nafesh, it makes me feel good. When you sing the song on Superstar, you think about that, it makes me feel, it makes my nefesh. It also does. Torah taka makes a person feel good. But ba'omik, what says Chaim V'Lozh, know what it means? Meshivas nefesh, sha'af v'kvar nichrasa nefesh mishar shechas v'shalom. It says over here, Dvarim Nefloim, he speaks about this by Richas and Shar Aleph. That even if a person was nichrasa nefesh mishar shah, it was the shirish, a person's connected, kilu, with a long electric current straight to his source, where and it was cut, which is karas, that's what karas is. Totally disconnected. The Torah that you will learn will take you out of and reconnect the person because he's connected. Because Be'etzim is neshama never detaches from the Torah. That chelik and neshama never detaches, even if it's karis, but never. There's always a piece of neshama that he's going to explain over there in Nefesh Chaim how it works. But it's always connected, even after karis is chelik of. Connection to the Torah is still there. So when he starts learning Torah, it connects the upper part with the part that was cut away, and it's brought down in Svarim. We bring down over here, Chas v'shalom, person even has an avera of Oynish Karis, will never be able to fix it up, only with Liman HaTorah. There's a lashon of Chaim V'Lozh in Keser Rosh. Keser Rosh was a Talmud of Chaim V'Lozh, wrote down what he heard from his Rebbe. So this is what Chaim V'Lozh, things that he heard and wrote down. Misha Zohir Lilmad Balayla Shaloi Shoyis Lishma. Someone who learns, I don't know what this connection, what Tafka Balayla, why 3 hours of Lishma. But whoever learns Zohir, learn 3 hours of Torah Lishma. Moichel HaKolev V'Noisov. Except Aver Shavon L'Chaveroi, because then he has to. A person's koiches could come back with Talmud Torah. Akapanam, it says over here, again, that the connection the person has is a day refixes himself or resets the whole person again through Liman HaTorah. Source of life. This is, it's not, it's kipshutai. The person becomes gets life from it. It's mamish because even Chas Hashalom, what they call Karis is a form of not being alive, disconnected to the Makara Chaim, and now he gets detached. Torah itself can bring back life. He's really has now, he's connected again. Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hi L'machzikim Bo. Eitz Chaim Hi L'machzikim Bo. It's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. And just when I say the words holding on to it, it reminds me, I had a conversation with Adam Gadol. I mean, he's one of my rabbis, but he's... And he told me, this is about 30 years ago, he told me that Baruch Hashem is zeichet to say shiurim. So I thought the next sentence is going to say that Baruch Hashem has like 50 or 60 talmidim, and he's teaching people Torah, so he has talmidim. So it's a big schus. A person not only to learn Torah, but also to give over Torah. So he says, Baruch Hashem is zeichet to say shiur. So I say, and what's the schus of saying shiur? He said that I'm totally, totally, totally connected to Torah 24 hours a day. It means my mind is, he said he could be totally, he said Lashon HaDeri, he could hold on both hands. He said, whenever I'm going, I have to pay a share, and I have to always be ligging this again, and I have to this. So he's 24 hours, his head is just taken over. That was his musig of, what is the Spitz Meile, even more of a Meile than Talmidim, is be totally immersed. Magzikba, holding on to it. Person who totally holds on to the Torah. Same person, just happens to be, just remind myself now of a story. I went for my brother's wedding. My brother got married in England. This was 35 years ago. He got married in England, married a British girl. So he told me, when I went to tell him I'm going to England for a Christmas, he tells me he has a cheshit to go to France. Now this person is a person who doesn't take his head out of Gemara. So I like, this sounds to me a little bit strange. He wanted to take France. It didn't make sense to me. It's not his type of shprach. I said, why would you want to go to France? Why would you want to go to France? He said, for over close to 50 years, I'm sitting on the same bench with Rashi. He says, I'm mamash sitting with Rashi, Ri, and Rabbeinu Tam. He said, I would like to go to the Kaver. He said, I sit with Rashi every single day, 24 hours a day. Who sits with me a whole day? That was his mustig of who he's sitting with, who he's with. This person felt like he's with Rashi, a whole day with Rashi. Rashi's buried in France. He wanted to be, he wanted to go to the Kaver. He wanted to push it to a little connection, something, you know, it was a... Talking about a caver, I don't know. He said, I think also the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know exactly where they are, but maybe people don't know. I know that Rash came from a place called Vermeiza, which is Worms. I don't know what it's called today, but it must be a place next to France. But Kapanam. Anyway, that was his musig, a person who lives mamish living. Like he said, I sit with Rashi. I want to go to Rashi. Says in Vayter over here. He says, Va'amr v'mechilta, ma tam aleim ki ani Hashem refech amalech shbarach l'moisha emer lem Yisrael. Toirish and asat lechem refui lechem chaim hi lechem shenemer ki chaim heim lemetzayim lechol besari marpa. So what is he referring to over here of refuas? I'm not sure exactly if he's talking about refuas a nefesh or refuas a guf. I know that Gemara says chash berois yask b'toira. Gemara says that a person who's not feeling well, he should be oisk in toira and it'll make him feel better. But what he's referring to over here, but he says over here that it brings life. That's what he's bringing over here. Now he takes it another step. V'lechein tiknu reshoinim nusach avidui. We say it nusach avidui every Yom Kippur. We say it 10 times. Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, divar nefer. If you nusach sfar, or if you're edot ha-mizrach, you say it every day. So you say all these reshoinis, you say ashamnu, bagadnu, we say aslichas. But why do we say ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, divar nefer? What is this whole, most of it is not speaking about any specific averis. If you ever thought about it, Kamatis, except Gazalnu, there's no specific aver over there. So why do we say this nusach? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, they were masakin this nusach, that's a fi seder aleph beis, al pi seder achof beis oisius, kedei la'oirer shoyer she'ilin shal nafshay ashehim kusheres v'nechezes b'toyer ha'kdeisha l'taro kacho. The chof beis oisius is what is the makes up the words of Torah. The setup, so like they say, I don't know, there's a story about, I don't remember, I read it when I was a kid, about this kid who never didn't know how to daven, and he came to Shul and Shem Kippur, maybe a story in Tamil Shem Tov, and he said, I can't daven, but I know the Alf Beis. He said, the Alf Beis Hashem, you take the words, and you make the words, and you make the davening for me. You take the words and put together my davening for me. You make the tefillahs. You just give me the oisius. And the Rebbein Shem will make it as kafir, they take the tefillah as it is. But it's a true zach, that the chav beis oisius is what makes up the whole Torah. So in short, if you want to have the schus of having kaparas avoinas, we mention the chav beis oisius, That is the koyach of Torah. That is why they said Hashamnu begadnu gazalnu debayim roif avinu. All the aleph beis gimel dal hei vav zayin ches tes. We go through all the oisius. Why? Til tayinu titanu. Because you want to say the chav beis oisius. The lashon of Reb Chaim Volozhin in a drasha says on the by me it says on the bottom. I don't know if it says by you. Maybe it says it also. Okay, niskan vidu bechav beis oisius ki a Torah nitna bechav beis oisius. The Torah was given in chav beis oisius. V'chol hakedusha, kedushas haTorah lies in the chav beis oisius. It's not pashut. Oisius of the Torah is ki a Torah nitna bechav beis. V'tzarech la'omer bepeh kedei yishis oyer haruach ki a dibur neged haruach v'zei yisukan haruach ben shama. Kitzi, he says over here that the koyach of tshuva that comes from the Torah, we want him oyer when we say. So the kadmainim that said made up this lashon Hashamnu begadnu, it's not just like something that flows or poetic or something just sounds nice to try to figure out. Dafke the chav beis oisius, because the chav beis oisius is what's going to restore a person's koyach through the koyach of Torah. It's going to restore the person and reset the person. That is the koyach of tshuva. V'chol oid. Now he says sha'adam kasher. Till now he spoke about kabaras avaynus, and he spoke about different levels of kabaras avaynus. Now he said, "V'chol oid sha'adam kasher v'david b'terasi yisbarach b'havasa yishge tamid afhi toyer elov." It will light him up. U'misham maratoy b'chol drocha v'nyana. It will protect you from everything. Shelo yipa b'reshas yitzah chas v'shalom. You want a protection from yitzahara? Liman atoyer is a protection. K'may sha'amar b'shmoyis rabba ayin sham. What's this lashon b'havasa yishge tamid? What's yishge? What's lashon of yishge? Like. Lashon, so Rashi says over there in Erevin, Tishge Lashon Mishge. Bishvila avosa tasa atzmecha shoyge upesi. You become foolish. There's a bachur who was working, his older bachur was here, came for Yachikala. And he works in a very prestigious accounting firm. He's becoming a senior partner, his mamash are up there. So I have a shaykhistim from when he was time in yeshiva. We speak on the time. He calls me from time to time. So I'm sitting over here. I'm asking him to describe me his day. It's a whatever. He gets up at 5 o'clock. And then it's 2 hours, 3 hours. He starts his day berach at 7:30. He starts working. And some nights he's there till 12, 1 o'clock. Okay, he's a bachar. He needs a shidduch badly. And if he has a family, he can't do it. Then I asked him. I said, what about like lunch and supper? Like, what are you? He said, I don't have so much. I don't take off. I just like, I nibble something in the office and I work while I eat. Now, every time you see this, you know, you go light in the hallway, just like they're learning and they're just lunch. They don't take even a minute off from learning and just like eating their lunch. You say to yourself, you know, take it easy a little bit. Come down, you know, just go downstairs to the lunchroom, have a half hour break and just eat like a mensch and just come back up. What do you, when this bachur was describing me, the way he's Isaac and his panasa, in order to bring him wherever he's going to get up to that level, he was not willing to take off, to take a lunch break. He's not willing. It's nothing to do with money. It's nothing with money. Just he's not willing to, it's pasha to him, to use up every, he wants a, this Lashon Rashi reminded me, it said, Rashi says, shoygo pesi. Like he looked at a little, people look at him like a foolish, like what are you getting? Lahaniach iskecha v'loretz l'dvar alacham. You leave everything, you just, whole day you're involved in learning. You look stupid, you look like, foolish, what's going on? Like, why are you doing this like this? Why are you so crazy? Why are you doing something so extreme? And Chazal tell us, Ba'avasa Yishge Tamid, a person who really, really is connected to Limud HaTorah, is so connected to it, he'll do things that are not so regular. Eating, learning while he's eating, and just taking that portion, just trying to learn while he's eating. I'm not saying this is what we're supposed to do. I'm not telling you, we learn almost darn, that's what we're supposed to do first, and I'm not looking for anything. I'm just trying to give an example of something you don't get the full picture, you don't really understand it. And it looks to you a little mudna until this guy from the office is describing me how he runs his day and he just nibbles over at lunch. And that's called Ba'avasa Yishge Tamid. That's called, he's totally ligging. He's ligging totally. Baruch Hashem, he's also a person who learns a few hours a day. He's a very, in that sense, he finished Shas twice and he's, you know, Shulchan Aruch. He's very smart, bright, and he's applying his time. But the way he works, to me, we say lasik with divrei seira. It has to be like a business, lasik. It has to be a serious thing. Lasik means like an asik, a real serious business. The person takes it seriously. You take the mushel from the businessmen, the guys we see when they're working. I just spoke to a bachar today who was over here by Rabbi Yom Kohn. He came back, he's working as a bachar, another bachar. I mean, he just went back 2 years ago. The other bachar I was talking about went back 7 years ago. This spoke for 2 years ago. So I asked him, how does it feel to come back? He said, he has charata, that utilizes time more. Now that he's working, he realizes more what it means. He's here a whole week. So listen to this. He's in college at night for some course that he's trying to, besides working. So college at night. So he's up every night over here next to Israel from 2 o'clock in the morning till 5, taking his college course. He davens nets. He comes here to first Seder and he goes to share. He said he takes a little nap in the afternoon. Just saying, this is first. So it's only 1 week. It's true. But when business is business and it's serious and a person's taking it seriously, it's a real zach. It's a real zach. It looks a little foolish. It looks crazy. He's acting a little bit extreme. Our extremes have to fill up our zara. I'm not trying to say don't do these crazy things. I'm not trying to. That's not the nekuda. Nekuda is, but it's a serious zach. A person takes it seriously. If a person learns like that, Tamnia Api is? It's the eight psukim. The Kufiyat Tes and Tilim has sets of eight. Each Aleph Beis Gimel has eight, so it's called Tamnia Api. Dovra Melch says in Tilim, in my heart I have hidden your words of Torah. Embedded in my heart, in order that I should be able to keep myself away from doing averus. If you embed those words of Torah in your heart, that will protect you from doing averus. Ein yetzer hara shoyot al Torah. A yetzer does not have a koyach to be shoyot in Torah. Umisha Torah beliboy, ein yetzer hara shoyot by v'lenegeboy. So here I have a little bit of nechama. It's not the 24 hours, it's how much it's really in your heart. It's not the 24 hours, not sitting in a Gemara. It doesn't have to be. There are people learning less hours, but the word is it real? Is it in? Is it a real zach by you? It's a real something that you care for it. Tomorrow you came back. You know, I want to know what I said. Do I remember what I learned? Do I remember what I learned? Something important for you. These things are. We'll end up with this. A fascinating medrash. And it says, Officer Nasan Omer Mashim Bayachai. A memra b'shem Mashim Bayachai. Same one who wrote to Zoyar says this medrash. Kol anoisin divrei Torah liboy. You put divrei Torah on your heart. Now, Rabbi Yonah Finkel said yesterday in Shmuz, he said a gval gavart from the, I think it's say from the Kotzka. Why to say, v'hayad varam eila alev avecha? These words of Torah should be on your heart. He says, because not always my heart is open for Torah. Sometimes you just have to put it on, and as soon as it opens up, he says, everything's going to fall in. Just put the, pile it up on the heart. That was, he said it's b'derech melitza, but it's a true yesoid. That a person has to, even if you don't have a cheshki, you say you learn. You put it on, and then b'etzim shem, all you hear something. All you hear, you say, now it doesn't really mean so much to you. But then come the time, it'll go in. Says the Medrash, kol anoisin divrei Torah aliboy, mavir menu asara dvarim kashim. A person who puts divrei Torah on his heart will help him overcome 10 different hardships. Which hardships? Hirura veira. A person who has a hard time with hirurim. He has machshavas of doing a virus. Hirure cherev, he's scared about wars. Hirure malchus, he's scared of government. Hirure shtus, some people have just fears, anxiety. Now, if a person needs a doctor, he should go to a doctor. If a person is something suffering because of something that really is a cause for it, you have to figure out what the cause is. But sometimes there are people that just have fears without no cause. Says the Medrash, it has to do with the fact that your nefesh, where your nefesh is holding. And it happens to be a lot of people who Isaac in Refuas and Nefesh, even people psychologists, they feel a lot of it has to do with Torah has a big koyach on helping people. Hiruri Yetzer Hara. A person has a hard time with his Yetzer, struggling with his Yetzer. Hiruri Znus. Hiruri Yishara. Hiruri Avaydazara. Hiruri Oil Bas of Adam. Hiruri Dvarim Betalim. I don't know all the different levels over here, but there seems to be a lot of different levels of Hirurim. Says the Medrash, that a person who's makabal on himself, noisim divrei Torah liboy, he puts it on his heart, it means he has some kind of kabbalah of divrei Torah on himself, he will be able to overcome all these asara type of things. So, whatever person has to deal with, he should deal with. But besides dealing with it, you should know that Torah has a koyach. And I've seen there are people that through liman Torah, through connected liman Torah, now it doesn't mean liman Torah would have gone to your head or do crazy things or crazy hours, but that's in fact a person liman Torah has helped people even in their feelings about life or things that they were concerned about or certain type of levels of scared or problem that a person has. This is what it says over here. So this medrash says also not only it helps you Yetzer Hara, it also helps you on a practical level. It does. Torah has its koyach.